Question 47. How is it that you do not discern this time? Luke 12:54-56. When you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, "There cometh a shower," and so it is. When you see the south wind blow, you say, "There will be heat," and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the faces of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye did not discern this time? Matthew 16:2-3. And he answered and said unto them, "When it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but ye cannot discern the signs of the times." Meteorology is an interesting science, but not an exact one. I hear that a forecaster's accuracy on the national average is somewhere around 40%. In the days of Jesus, a one-day forecast was all that was expected. It was experience that taught them that if the sky was red and getting lower, that it meant foul weather was coming. Earlier generations would teach the signs of the heavens to the newer ones. Also, they would predict seasons through signs of nature. Have we not all marveled as we listen to the older generation predict a colder-than-normal winter or a drier-than-normal summer by looking at birds and squirrels and woolly worms? Jesus' question still has merit and is well worth answering. Why don't we listen to the signs of the times like we do the weather? Prediction and forecasts are based upon the premise that we must look backward to accurately look forward. Weather prediction is anchored in a simple fact, that the laws of physics are immutable, and the same conditions that cause certain effects in the past will cause the same effects in the future. These unchangeable laws are the basis of prediction. If, for example, water froze at 32 degrees today and 45 degrees tomorrow, weather forecasting would be difficult, to say the least. Because our God has said, "I am the Lord, I change not," we can, in like manner, predict His responses to our actions and conditions. God's law is also immutable, even more so than the laws of physics, for the laws of physics are subject to Him, and His law is not subject to anything. We serve an unchangeable God who feels the same way today about mankind as He did in the past, with one exception. Now the sin of man has caused the undeserved death of His Son. As Paul the Apostle said about the times in mankind's unenlightened past, "The times of this ignorance God winked at, but now He commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ." Judgment is surer today than ever. Looks like rain, a passerby says to you as you meet by chance, and you answer, "Yep, looks like a gully washer." No argument between you exists because the signs are obvious to anyone. Now, at the end of this sultry day, you feel a river of cool air that rushes past as the warm, moist sky is boiling with low, bulgy, blue-gray clouds. Lightning can be seen beneath them in the distance, and low rumblings of thunder are felt more than heard. The wind elevates debris all around you that's been perfectly content to lie in their places for days. Folks who saw a flash out of one corner of their eye are now walking in a half run, head down, only glancing upward to see the threatening sky over their head. Now, with their shoulders raised to their ears, they reach for their collars instinctively as a second later a clap of nearby thunder is heard and the pelting rain is heard on nearby hot tin roofs. The dusty streets are cleared of unprepared people, and doors and windows slam as the sun-parched concrete prepares to drink the first drops that appear. We cannot look at the sky and see it red and lowering and not think of rain. Yet, We look at the world around us and pay no mind to our imminent future. We see the clouds gather, but we make no preparations. We see we are unprepared for judgment, but we make no changes. The system to bring about the surest destruction is being put into place, but we do not warn our children. We read of our scriptures warning, but we continue living as we feel is best. What do you need to see to believe that the time is short? Matthew 24 reads like a checklist. Wars, famine, earthquakes, false prophets, etc. What will it take for the urgency of this hour to overtake you? Look at some of the events in our day. The God and creator of this earth is impugned and ridiculed daily in every media form and in our institutes of higher learning. In the schools that teach our tiny precious ones, they're taught to worship the earth while forbidden to mention God as the creator of it. We who worship God are considered unbalanced and scrutinized for aberrant conduct. Children are encouraged to report this behavior in their parents. So-called Christians complain that the Ten Commandments are not allowed on the walls of our schools or in our courtrooms, but they do not teach them in their churches or in their homes. The right to discipline our children hangs delicately upon the judgment of ungodly persons, and our children's very presence in our home is only at the authorities' capricious wills. Churches are considered social clubs and tax shelters in the eyes of most of the world, and as threats to democracy to the rest. Pornography is freedom of speech. Feces spread on canvas is art. War is peacekeeping, and peace is compromise. For many, the safest place to be is under the care of the U.S. government, and the womb of today's mothers is the most dangerous. After a person is born, this physical life is considered supreme, and its preservation and prolongation is most important over all we do. Therefore, right and good are defined only by whatever makes our lives on this earth prosperous, better, happier, healthier, and longer. Only that which has monetary value is precious. Our only societal improvements over the last half century are technological ones, vis-a-vis the paint on our houses now lasts longer than the families inside them. The world now totters on nuclear or biological disaster, held in check only by the conscience of terrorists, and the leadership worldwide is migrating to the ungodly, the militant, the inhumane, and the insane. Character has degraded to become an indefinable political buzzword. Loyalty has been demoted to being true to your school, football team, or favorite brand names or labels. Being ethnically sensitive is more important to being sensitive to what is ethical. Truth is relative. Education holds all the promises. All hope seems to be in our good health. The psychologist and pharmacist has replaced the prophet and apostle. Chemicals and lies are preferred over repentance and faith to answer life's problems. Spirituality and the glorious new life in Christ have been reduced to occupy the same appraisal in the minds of the world as voodoo, astrology, tarot cards, mind games, or party tricks. How is it that you can discern the signs in the sky, but you do not discern the signs of the times?